Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shift Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, and welcome to the 33rd episode of Making Shift Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, I'd like to welcome you. It's great to have you with us. If you are joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you valuable information so you can learn what you can do to improve your health. I'd like to welcome Dr. Anna Bernstein to the show. She's going to dial in just a minute, and we're up and ready to go. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so plan on joining us each and every week. As I mentioned, we are going to be joined by Dr. Anna Bernstein. We're waiting for her to call in right now. I'd like to open this week with a quote that seemed really important. Opportunity stands beside you every moment, and one of its favorite disguises is that of obstacle. And I've had a very interesting week this week, and this quote seemed appropriate for what's going on. So today we're going to have a great show with Dr. Anna Bernstein. I'd like to welcome her. She's a chiropractor and acupuncturist. She also has a large background in nutrition. She was raised, interestingly enough, in a Jewish metaphysical background in the 1970s. She was a gymnast. Some of her mom's friends were healers, astrologers, and psychics. In the sixth grade, she learned she had a natural talent for adjusting people and taping shin splints. And I'd like to welcome Anna to our show today. Anna, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Stephanie.
It's so nice to have you with us.
It's nice to be here. Thank you. Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. You're great. One of the things that I noticed is that you don't have the background of a typical chiropractic person. You include acupuncture, nutrition, and those types of things. And when we were talking earlier, you mentioned the story of a dog that was healed. And I'd like for you to share that story with us because it might give our listeners some of the understanding of why you don't stick maybe strictly with chiropractic.
Right. I was raised with so many different types of healers in my life and influenced by so many healers in my life that I believe it's everything. And in 1974, I was in fourth grade, and I had a dog named Schnitzel, who was a dachshund or a wiener dog, like the spine in chiropractic. And her back went out. And this is a true story. My mom had a friend that was into nutrition, and she recommended giving Schnitzel raw chicken wings. So we went to the local health food store in Los Angeles and got some raw organic chicken wings. And it's 1974, and we give them to my dog Schnitzel, and lo and behold, her back gets better. And I think I was hooked. You know, and later in life, I learned about standard processed nutrition and the importance of bone meal and the importance of enzymes in raw, uncooked food. I don't know if I could give my dog now raw chicken wings, but in 1974, it was a miracle of life to see my dog who I love so dearly, get better.
And that's a wonderful story. I can see why you've taken some of the courses of in your life that you've taken, because it seems as if you were born naturally into this, and you've just grown and grown and grown with what you're doing. So a lot of chiropractic are about subluxations and things like that. For those of us who don't know what subluxations are, could you talk to us a little bit about those and why they're important?
Sure. Well, to some people, a subluxation is a bone out of alignment. But subluxation also has a different meaning. Sub means less, lux means light, and ation means condition. So it means a condition less than light, or, yes, of light. So it means a blockage in your energy flow. So using acupuncture and chiropractic and nutrition, I can help look at your energy field and remove those blockages. So it's not so when things happen on a physical level, they also happen on many other levels. It's not just a physical thing. So being able to look at the energy or the meridian, or is it a calcium or a magnesium issue? Is it an inflammatory issue? Is it a thought causing the subluxations, or something that you're doing or somebody in your life causing a subluxation? Those are all things that can affect the body or cause a subluxation.
Well, and you mentioned a thought causing a subluxation, and in an earlier interview, or in an earlier show, I should say, I talked a lot about how thoughts influence the physical body. What kind of thoughts do you find that might produce a physical subluxation that you can work with the person to start clearing?
Well, sometimes people are in stressful conditions. I live in Glenwood Springs, and I sometimes see people driving from New York to Los Angeles, and I get to catch them in the middle of their drive out of nowhere. And they could be just stressed because they're moving to a new place from New York to California, and their heart freaks out because they're moving, and then a rib goes out, and they can't breathe. So somebody came in like that yesterday, and I helped them. They were so frightened that doing traditional chiropractic would be too much. And using acupuncture, where you can move the energy lightly, you can add emotions of happiness or clear anger, was really helpful to this patient yesterday that I treated.
That's so wonderful. So this tells us a little bit of why taking care of the body and nutrition and energy blocks is so important. And from your perspective, is stress some of the cause of some of this, or
is it
a combination?
Well, in a chiropractic practice, you sell a lot of adrenal products, and you sell a lot of anti-inflammatory Boswellia turmeric type of products, because there's so much. When the body goes out of alignment, there's so much inflammation happening, and it stresses the adrenal glands. And when you put the body back into alignment or into its flow system, there's not so much stress. And so when we have thoughts like that, it can affect our body. Does that make sense?
So, yes. Right before the show, we talked about your love of learning and your desire to learn more. What is some of the new information that you're learning and that you've applied in your practice?
Well, when I first became a chiropractor in 1989, the body life was more Newtonian. Everything wasn't connected. Nobody really believed in an energy field. And now it's pretty common. And in chiropractic school, we learned that the nucleus was everything of a cell, and that genes couldn't change, and that your brain was a stationary thing. But now we're realizing that there's things called neuroplasticity. You could, through detoxification and through right thinking and meditation, you can change your thoughts and you can change your genes. And I feel that chiropractic and acupuncture and nutrition are all part of changing your genes and changing your brain and neuroplasticity.
Yes, and in one of my earlier shows, I discussed some of the teachings of Bruce Lipton, and this sounds eerily familiar with what Bruce has to say. But I also know that when I was studying science in high school and things like that, they said you can't create a new brain, you can't create new brain cells. When you work with a client who is severely stressed and you work with the inflammation and reducing the subluxations to let in more light and create more of a life flow, how is this new information important to you, and why should people be aware of this?
It's important to me because it helps me to realize that people really can change at any level. You can really regenerate anything in the body. I've been studying a lot of Joe Dispenza's work lately, and he was a chiropractor who was in a bike accident and was paralyzed in his spine. And through meditation and removing the blockages in a flow and what he's called a coherent field with no blockages, he was able to heal himself. So I think we're just on the precipice of realizing that we can heal anything if we can meditate and remove our blockages and delve deep into ourselves.
This sounds like exciting places that we're going to be. I mean, we're looking at the planet Pluto for the first time and some other things that are happening that are really shifting our world and our worldview. If someone were to come into your office today and you saw that they were extremely stressed, but they weren't willing to understand some of the things that they could do, what are some of the things that you would do with that person to help them bring more light and flow in their life?
I might give them some adrenals. I might use some Bach flowers or make up some Bach flower remedies on the computer. I might not say anything and just adjust them and let them feel the peace and the love. And sometimes when you go to peace and love, you have new realizations and new thoughts can come into your sense of awareness. And sometimes acupuncture is a great tool also.
So if you have someone like me who's got a huge fear of needles.
Yes.
I get
right.
Actually more stressed at the sight of the needle. What's some of the things that, like I walk
right.
into
so
get de-stressed and I get more stressed, right?
Right,
what
so I wouldn't do acupuncture on you. I would do more chiropractic, and I might do more non-force chiropractic. And the first year of chiropractic, I was out as a chiropractor. I worked for a craniopath, so I learned a lot of cranial work. And I also, halfway through chiropractic school, studied at a laying on of hands church with this woman named Rosalind Breer, who's one of the pioneers in the energy field. And so it's really all about the energy to me. And I would talk to you, and we would discuss your body and parts that hurt, and I would gently work my way through them.
That sounds wonderful. And I'm familiar with Rosalind. When I worked on my PhD, Norm Shealy was a huge fan of her because, again, we're more than just the body, but you probably see a lot of people who show up simply because they think they have a physical issue that you can fix. They don't realize everything that's a part of that issue.
Yes. When I first started, I had a lot of New Age patients. And then I realized that I loved everybody. And I love being a chiropractor in the Roaring Fork Valley because I have ranchers, I have all different types of religious people, I have just everybody. And I love that. And I love becoming what the patient needs and talking to them in the language that they would understand. That makes sense.
Well, Yes, it sounds as if your patients are very lucky because you're growing and evolving all the time. We're coming up on a break, and so we'll take just a brief break, and you'll hear the commercial. It's for my Calm Moms free report, and I also have a Calm Moms program that people can listen to a webinar on. That information is available at the bottom of the show information. So I'd like to remind people that the audio for the free report is no longer available, even though it's mentioned in the commercial. So we're going to take about a minute, and we'll be back with Dr. Anna Bernstein. And it sounds as if the people that are her patients are so fortunate to have found somebody of her talents and skills. So we'll be right back with Dr. Anna Bernstein.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer. So act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. We've been talking with Dr. Anna Bernstein, who has a vast array of knowledge, understanding, and ongoing education to help her patients feel better fast. So, Dr. Bernstein, we've been talking about stress. What is your definition of stress? Because your subluxation definition is different than what I've heard before. So I'd like to hear what your perception and definition of stress is.
Stress is anything that takes you out of the state of peace and love. It's anything that causes inflammation and in the body. Meaning it can be a thought, an emotion, a feeling, a person, an interaction, and learning to connect to God or the universal flow and walking through situations with that can help decrease stress in one's life.
So you mentioned universal flow. In your work and in your practice, why is that important for you to work with clients?
Because I believe blockages in your flow or subluxations prevent the God force from coming into the body. And that when we're subluxation-free or stress-free, we can listen to our insides better or listen to God better and come from that place in our life and connect more.
Okay, and that sounds... Go ahead.
Oh, I said when we're in so much pain... Our bodies are contracted and tight, and it's exhausting. We want to sleep more, and we have a shorter attention span with people. And when you're out of pain, you're in a state of wholeness or love.
And that sounds like an ideal place to be. Can someone live in this world and actually be in the place you've just described?
I don't think so, 100%. But I think we keep trying to, and that when we're in this place and we have stress or challenges in our life, that we feel a lot more love and support around us as we go through the stressors of our lives.
So you've had some major stressors and some health issues in your life, and you talked a little bit about some of those. What were those, some of those issues, and how did they help you? What lessons or what guidance did you receive?
Right. I was born with lots of different health issues. I was born with my feet arches going opposite way, like my left shoe fit on my right foot, my right shoe fit on my left foot. I was born with eczema on my arms and my legs, and I was born with a hole in my heart, and I had heart surgery when I was 3. And all these things have come and gone in my life, and now at 51, and they've taught me about fasting and cleansing. They've taught me about meditation. They've taught me about Tai Chi. So I've had to use lots of different health modalities, lots of different spiritual modalities to heal myself. One story is I had eczema when I was first born on my legs, and I would use cortisone. And then it was on my back when I would go to PE in high school. And then when I became a chiropractor, it was on my arms. And, of course, the eczema would just go wherever I had to show myself. So in 1992, I would drive from Los Angeles to Glenwood Springs, and they have these underground vapor caves there, which are like natural steam rooms. And I had a friend that lived there, and I would go to the steam rooms, and I would steam for my eczema. And then I would also do gallbladder flushes and fasting and cleansing therapies. And so I learned a lot about the importance of nutrition and fasting and cleansing the body. When I had my heart surgery, I had a big scar across my right side. And by the time I was 40 as a chiropractor, I went to all my friends, and nobody could get it better. And I finally started to do Tai Chi. And it stretched out my scar so it didn't hurt anymore, and I could continue being a chiropractor. What else? Meditation has been really important to me in my life. The more cleansing and the more meditation I do, the more intuitive I become. And to me, that's removing my blockages and letting the God force come through me.
So what, you say you enjoy chiropractic and the things that you're doing as much as ever. What keeps you in that field? What keeps you connected to that?
To me, part of being a chiropractor, even at age 23, I knew that it was a spiritual thing for me. And I was very interested in a spiritual practice at a young age. And being a chiropractor, I get to learn everything. I get to learn spiritual things like meditation and Tai Chi and yoga and prayers. I get to learn physical things like cool stretches and yoga. I get to learn about nutrition. I get to learn about physiology and psychology and right thinking and right living. So those are all... I feel that everything I do in life, even just hiking down the road, applies to my chiropractic practice.
That sounds wonderful. You've mentioned Tai Chi a couple of times. What is Tai Chi?
Tai Chi is a moving meditation. It's moving the body really slowly in certain patterns to open up different parts of the body energetically.
If you don't have someone who does Tai Chi in your area, is there someone you recommend maybe over the internet or?
I haven't done Tai Chi over the internet, but I'm sure that there is YouTube videos out there now and that you could watch. I think Gaiam videos makes great Tai Chi videos.
Gaiam?
I don't have a particular.
Fun as this has been, it looks like we're getting near the end of our episode. We only have a few minutes left. So we're going to move into our speed round, and I'm going to ask Anna a few questions, such as, what is one of your favorite quotes, or what's one of the quotes that you live by?
Love is everything, and life is a flow system.
And that seems to be evident in everything you've talked about during the interview today. So I can see where that's one of your guiding quotes. What do you do for fun, Dr. Bernstein?
I like to take my dog on a hike along a river, and I like to go camping. I think because the energy is so pure, and you get to feel nature affecting you in a good way.
Well, I'm here living in Glenwood Springs. We've got a thunderstorm right outside our window right now. I don't know if you're hearing the thunder, but I certainly am.
Right.
And it's a beautiful place to go camping, and we have several rivers. We have the Crystal River, the Roaring Fork, the Colorado. There's so many places to go and reconnect with nature around here.
Right.
For a tool, for someone who can't come to see you, what kind of things do you suggest people do every day to keep their connection to universal life flow and to start opening up and releasing some of the blocks that are preventing them from being light?
I believe in meditation, and that can take various forms, and it can take on various different religious forms depending on your belief system, so I don't think there's any wrong way. I definitely believe in prayer. I think the starting of any healing journey starts with a prayer and guidance from God or the universe. And I think right eating, you know, eating organic, non-GMO foods is hugely important because God made those foods. And so when we eat them in their whole state, it aligns our body with the proper energies.
Wonderful. And one of the quotes that I live by to get into what you call right thinking is that I live with the understanding that every thought is a prayer and every prayer is answered. So when I look at my thoughts and my intentions and the clarity of my thinking, I know that I'm sending that directly out into the universe and it's influencing how my life is being lived.
Beautiful.
So yeah. I'd like to thank you today. And thank you for being our guest. Thanks to our listeners. That's all for today's show. I have a brand new grandchild, for those of you who have been listening. And he lives in Vancouver, Washington. And it's been a great joy to be a part of his emergence into this life. If you have any questions as listeners, I encourage you to email in at info@makingshiftshappen.com with any questions you might have. And if you haven't done so already, consider leaving us a review. It helps us let other people discover the show, and it gets better seen on iTunes and Stitcher. Once again, I'd like to thank Dr. Anna Bernstein, who's a beautiful, wonderful chiropractor here in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. And I'd like to let her know how much we appreciate her coming in, sharing some of her information, and being a part of our show. So that's all for today. Do you have anything else to add right now?
No, thank you, Stephanie, for this beautiful experience very much. I appreciate
it. Okay. I'm going to move to our outro, and then I'll call you right back after the show.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com. And join us again next time.